Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 206, part 1, Peace. Today is Friday, August 5th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. We're located in the historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you haven't joined Pastor Paul's club and you need food, you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 and older, or you are disabled with proof, you can come in Monday through Friday between 9:30 and 10:30 to register your household for monthly groceries. You'll need to bring a picture ID, a current piece of mail, and verify your household members with either medical cards or social security cards. It's that easy. We have lots of food, so if you need food anywhere in Minnesota, we have no boundaries. You come to Pastor Paul's Club. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support Pastor Paul's Club. And I just want to give a special shout-out and a thank you to the Sean Feinstein Foundation, who has helped Pastor Paul's for a number of years, 10, 15, lots of years, help donate to Pastor Paul's with his Feinstein match that occurs every April. And he's helped hunger partners throughout the U.S. for many years. A special thank you to you. We appreciate your support, who supported us before it became popular to support hunger issues. Thank you, Sean Feinstein Foundation in Rhode Island. Another special thank you to all you youth groups with YouthWorks who have come in this summer, who me and Pastor Paul have been able to work with. It's been great. What an encouragement you have been to Pastor Paul's Club. The work you've done is fantastic, and we're definitely going to be connecting on Facebook and at Pastor Paul's website. So we'll look for your pictures. I've got more than 300-400 pictures of you guys. And we'll see you on Flickr. Now, for Pastor Paul's podcast, this is the month of August, the hot month. Are we ready? Yes. Here are the messages. Peace, these eyes, harvest time, hunger and thirst. So be sure to tune in to Pastor Paul's podcast every Friday for part one, every Sunday for part two. Don't miss an episode. God bless you and have a great month of August.
Today's message is entitled Peace. I think peace is something that many are seeking in this end age. Maybe some of you listening on the radio, I could ask this question: do you have any peace? Do you have some peace? Or don't you have any at all? I thought to myself, how miserable to be without it. I remember being thrown into the service, being so miserable, like 17 years old. Got in to get away, and then I had no peace. Remember that feeling of having no peace. Remember how miserable I was without it. How many know, if you don't have peace, you're a pretty miserable person. Can you say amen to that one? Put your hands up. But anyway, one way to uselessness is loss of peace. You become useless. You're of no use to anybody when you lose your peace. You're useless. You're argumentative. Ready for a fight all the time. Young man that called me, maybe I'm speaking to you today, says, my girlfriend, she always nitpicks at me. You didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do this. And I said, well, you lose your peace. Because she has none, then she wants some miserable company, and so she gets on your case. And I don't know what her problem is, but maybe she needs prayer. But you need to not lose your peace. You say, no, I'm not going to lose my peace. I'm not going to become useless. Because nothing goes right when we lose our peace. Now, I think there's one thing worse than an airhead, and that's a confused head. Aren't you confused when you lose your peace? You ever been around someone that has no peace? Man, pretty soon you pick up on that spirit. Peace. Satan loves to take it away from you. How does he do it? Through wounded pride. You lose your peace. You act erratic. Through unforgiveness. Well, you just got to forgive and go on. Well, you lose your peace. When you lose your peace through unforgiveness and through pride, wow, you're good for nothing. Maybe you have a hurt ego. Maybe you have hurt feelings. Or maybe through greed, you lose your peace. Now, people that are greedy, they don't have any peace. They're too busy picking up things and getting it all for themselves. Don't worry about the greedy people or you'll lose your peace. Look how greedy they are. Well, then you lose your peace, don't you? Seeking after other gods. Well, that's another thing, isn't it? Now, the soaps are full of that, aren't they? You turn this on and they have these programs on. Well, you could turn it on 2 years later. Now, it comes in segments. If somebody was brushing their hair or brushing their teeth, and 13 years later, you turned it on, to just be laying down the toothbrush. Or maybe lying, maybe someone on the radio, lying, you've lied. By that lying, you what? You give up your peace. Someone asks you a question and you say, oh no, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. You know it's a lie. What happens? You get robbed, the robber, the liar, the devil, robs you of your peace. Through pride, and through wounded pride, and through unforgiveness and hurt ego and seeking other gods or bitterness or any of these things, you lose your peace and you become useless. Is someone after you now to lose your peace? Maybe you're following after someone that doesn't give two hoots and a holler for you. And you're trying to hold on to somebody. And you're losing. The world even says it. Man, I'm losing it. What do they mean? They mean they're losing their mind. They're losing their peace. And there is nothing worth losing your peace. Now, I can bear anything but an accusing conscience. Well, what is an accusing conscience? Well, that's when you give up your peace. When you get into pride or unforgiveness or greed or any of these things. Get onto an ego trip. Well, why don't people like me? Well, that's why they don't like you. A lot of times we're so in love with ourselves, we can't understand why others don't love us the same. And so we go out seeking people to just see how lovely we really are. Why can't they see it? Anyway, John 16 and 33 says like this. These things I have spoken unto you. Now Jesus is speaking. That in me, he says, in me ye might have peace. Well, where are you going to find peace? In Jesus Christ. Now listen. In the direct object world, in the direct object world, ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome. I have overcome the world. Now I want you to remember these things. That in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have. Now you might, doesn't say you might have. Ye shall have, you're going to have tribulation. It didn't say that you were in the world, I mean, you know, of it. It says that in the world, this is a promise, this is a fact. In the world, you shall have tribulation. Well, then the Bible says, of course, greater is he that's within him that's of the world. So that covers that. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, these are some of the Savior's last words before he went to the Father. And he gave these encouraging words. I mean, it's just a little piece of his very last prayer. And it took our Lord only a very short time to say these words. But in many times, and listen to this, it takes a lifetime to understand them. You have to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you can give someone counsel, and it can be very good counsel, but they have to grow into that thing. You can give them A, B, C, but you have to tell them, you have to say, no, I know what I'm giving you is A, B, C, but I'm giving you this, and I'm giving you this word, and you will have to grow into it through tribulation. In the world ye shall have tribulation. You're going to have to grow into what I'm telling you, and you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have, past perfect tense, overcome the world. Not I'm going to. I have. Now you got to keep reminding yourself of that. Because why? You want to lose your peace sometimes. You want to get mad. You want to hang on to this person or persons that are making you most miserable. Why? Because the devil wants you to lose your peace. And the person in charge gets peace, a type of peace, a worldly peace, out of you losing your peace of peace. No, it takes a lifetime, many times, to understand things. See, we can receive some things, but we must grow it into the full understanding. But the first step, then, is receiving. That's the whole crux of salvation. You receive Jesus Christ, and then you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In what? In me ye shall find peace. In me ye shall have peace. But first off, we must put away childish things, the Bible says. Like a mom says, knock it off. And the kids are out there fighting and Of course, she wants to be on the telephone, you know, with her most favorite friend and so on like that. And she says, knock it off. Seems like every time I get on the phone, you want to talk to me. How many know that's the truth? Huh? Mom, 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 huh? How many know that's the truth? Or you fathers get inside of the hood of your car and all you can see is your feet kicking outside of the hood. Dad, 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 huh? But see, you say knock it off, but the children don't want to understand. You say, do you under... I can hear my mother right now. Do you understand? Do you understand knock it off? Well, I didn't want to understand knock it off. I understood it, but I didn't want to understand it. Didn't want to hear it. That's the same way with us, isn't it? A lot of times we understand, but then we don't want to understand. Well, yeah, I know what you said, but I don't want to do it. That's what I'm talking about. That's the same way with receiving a scripture. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and seek ye first again. Now, we understand that, but because of something else, we don't want to understand it. Well, I know. And so then we look for something to agree with us. And so anyway, getting back to these kids, mom, 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 they want to argue. And then they want to pout and they want to whine. You ever get on a phone like that? And then you say, no, don't you understand what I'm saying? I'm on the phone. And you start whispering, put your hand over the thing. You please leave me alone. I want to use a phone. Does mommy do that? Of course she does. Right? Well, then stop bugging mommy. You hear this? How many are hearing this message today? And it's the same way when God whispers into our ears. Do you understand? Sure we do, but then we want to pout a while. And we want to whine a while. You never want to talk. You're always on the telephone. You never. I'm hungry. I want a graham cracker and I want some milk. You're always on the phone. Huh? And it's the same way when God tells us, will you understand? Will you listen? Will you just receive? I don't care if you can sweep the floor to the very best floor sweeper in the world. I want you to receive the broom. And get out of my face. I want you to go over there and do the very best you can with your little baby-like hands and at least make an attempt at sweeping the floor and leave me alone. Do you understand? Sweep the floor? They don't want to. Maybe you turn your back and they even stick out their tongue. Nee, nee, nah, nee, no, no. I hate you. And as they grow older, they get worse. 15, 16 years old, they wrap the broom around your neck. That's strong enough. Well, if they don't do it, they think about doing it, and that's just as bad. And that's the same way when we come to Christ. We come as a babe, and then we think we grow up, and we're spiritual, and we don't want to take any direction from God at all. I don't want any trials. I don't want any trials. Ye shall have them. I'm afraid to go to school. What if somebody hits me? What if somebody... I'm afraid. You better get out there and get on that bus. No, you parents have just sent your kids away to school. How'd it go the first day? Kid come home crying? You on the radio? Well, they couldn't get away with the same things they did at home. That's why they're crying. We found out the world ain't going to listen to all that jargon of theirs. Now they're the ones that's getting the neeny nanny noo-noos. And so it is with the Holy Ghost. like the mom with many Christians, the Holy Spirit is. The mother heart of God. I'm not starting a brand new thing here. I'm just saying it's the mother heart of God. I'm just saying that. Because God has a father's heart and God has a mother's heart, doesn't he? But anyway, the mother heart of God, let's say, the Holy Spirit, acts as a referee. And doesn't a mom do that? My mother used to do it. All right, break it up. Break it up. This isn't fair. You're bigger. You put one hand behind your back. Okay, now go to it. I had a different mom, okay? How many are hearing this? But the Holy Spirit is the spanker. The Holy Spirit is the trainer. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. And the Holy Spirit, of course, we know the Bible says is a comforter. Well, how are you comforted? By being taught, by being trained, by being spanked, by having a referee. That's everything a mother is, isn't it? But anyway, the Bible says, only when we put away childish things will we understand the gracious sayings and shall we come into the fullness of Christ. Now, you come into the fullness of Christ, but you're not full yet. You have to receive it first. Now, if our conversation doesn't lift up Jesus Christ, if our motives and desires don't lift up Jesus Christ, and I think then we should lay them down. Don't even mention them. Don't even utter them. If it doesn't lift up Jesus, forget it. Don't say it. There is a song like that, "Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me." You ever heard that one? How many heard that one? Anybody? Oh my, just a few. Well, oh, you heard that? Debbie? Probably heard me sing it. Huh? Am I repeating myself? Do nothing till you hear from me. Do nothing till you hear from me. Da 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 da. Huh? Do nothing till you hear from me. And a lot of times even children, they want to go ahead and jump the gun. I think we shall never see the riches until we rise above this selfish atmosphere. I believe then we can go into that happy and that wholesome country called the kingdom of God. And you're standing in it right now. People say, well, where is the kingdom of God? Well, it says it's in the midst of you. What is the midst? The midst means in the very midst of your very molecules, in the very midst of your being, in the midst of your flesh, in the midst, you're consumed, you're in the midst of the kingdom of God. You're in it. And you're looking all over. Where is the kingdom of God? You're in it. You mean right here in this church? Yeah, in this church, outside of this church. It's knocking at your door. It's knocking at your head. It's around you. It's above you. It's betwixt you. It's before you. It's aft. It's all over. The kingdom of God, it says, even goes further, is within you. Now we're getting kind of heavy here, aren't we? But when we start to receive that, even just the very beginnings, the receiving of it, and then we will come into, I think, a very nobler condition, and we will better understand the deeper things of God just by simply, without argument, picking up that spiritual broom without argument, without I can't, without I don't want to, and actually, physically, in our spiritual mind, do it by receiving it. But notice how practical Jesus is. Now, a lot of times people don't like practicality. It isn't spiritual enough for them. No, no, they don't want that. They want the light fantastic. Oh, the person said, well, how are you saved? Some traumatic way? Is everybody saved that way? I said, why, no. Some people just receive the Lord Jesus Christ. They're born again. Confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus is Lord. I had a woman and she wanted to pray for me. She says, now when I pray, the earth trembles. And I said, would you mind me getting out of this building before you start praying? Because I just want to make it down. I don't want the building to fall down on top of me. See? No, that's a simple little prayer to God is what it is. Jesus is practical. He uses no poetry. He doesn't beat about the bush. Did you ever see Jesus get with someone and give them personal prophecy about him? Huh? And there's so much of that going on. Everybody has to have a word from somebody else, don't they? Have you got a word for me? I say, yes, I have. Pray fast, read your Bible, and get right with God. Goodbye. You don't have to guess what Jesus Christ said. You just have to grow into what he says. This is so simple. In me, you will have peace. Well, could you explain that? Could you have a vision on it or something, Lord, where there's a rain trough coming down off the roof, and people like to hear this. And as the rain falls from the sky and falls down, spiritually speaking, and runs down the roof, and we'll call the roof the garden of God, and the garden of God goes into the trough, and the trough comes down into a funnel, and the funnel goes into a rain bucket, and there is the large catch of the Holy Spirit water coming and flooding over me. And they want to get into all that, and Jesus said, just have peace in me. Not going to give you a great big old vision. Just receive the word. You will have tribulation. I don't receive it. It's like little robots running around. I refuse to receive it. Beep, 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 beep. Huh? Not to worry about receiving it. You don't receive it, you'll have no peace. Why? Jesus says you will have it. And if you don't receive that tribulation, you'll have no peace. You want to be caught with no peace? Well, then don't receive the whole word of God and say, oh, that's negative. They don't receive it. They don't hear it. Kids do that too, don't they? I am going to give you a spanking. Now the kid turns around. I don't receive that. Is he going to get a spanking anyway? Double hard spanking. You don't receive what God gives you, you're not going to get this chastised. You're going to get doubly chastised. And if you don't want to receive that, well, you might even end up in the hospital, both legs up in the air and arms, praising God one way or another, and cast. You want to play rough? But everybody wants to get so flowery. They don't want to get too practical because, see, that doesn't show how spiritual we are. Does it? Did your mother ever flower things up when she gave you a word? Oh, mother, could you put that in kinder tones? Could you put it into poetry? Yeah, move now, brown cow! Is that poetry enough for you? But the whole Christian community is caught up in sounding more poetic. While people are starving all over the world, we want to get poetic and prophesietical, if there is such a word. Well, I just made it up. It sounds good. Greeks always have a way of using words. But he didn't beat about the bush. You don't have to guess what he said. And the only reason we don't understand what he says is because we don't receive it and then grow in it. Oh, I just don't understand that, so I won't receive it. That's like you getting, now you're hungry, you haven't eaten for 4 days, and somebody puts a steak down in front of you, you know, and you have these, beautiful potatoes there, a baked potato, sour cream and butter, salt and pepper. You getting hungry? Well, you're not going to get out of here for 2 hours, so just get hungry. But anyway, then you have all this, and you have the green peas, and you have the salad, and you have the whole works there. And you say, well, I don't understand how this was all grown. So therefore, I am not going to eat it. I don't know how it came into being. How did the word come into being? He spoke it. Ye will have tribulation. I don't understand that, so I won't receive it. You, in me, you will have peace. So they receive that right away. Oh, good, I'll take that. But they don't understand that either, do they? They don't understand, in order to have that peace, there's a whole lot of underlying things that must be taken care of first. Namely, number one, you got to be born again. But I mean, after you're born again, there's more Christians with no peace than the world. Well, you don't have to worry and wonder what Jesus Christ meant. Well, I wonder what he meant. He has no second object. You, Marty, you, Mike, are the objects. I'm just using you sitting up front here. You are the object. He has no second causes. Isn't there a song like that? Oh, the object of my affection is to turn your direction from hell and the hole. Huh? La 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 la, and tell you that you're mine. Dum, dum, da 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 dum, dum, huh? He only has one object to help you to change, but I can't receive that. That's negative. Can you put it in more visionary tones? No, these words have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Now, it's like speaking to children again, isn't it? Now, do you know why I have said all this to Billy and Pammy? Do you know why I've said it to them? You're asking the third child over there. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In other words, in what I say, you'll find peace. But if you don't obey me and sweep that floor, I will give you no peace until you do it. And you won't eat either. No, until you obey me, I will give you no peace. Shouldn't we be that way with children? I don't want it. No. Well, either you'd sweep that floor over there, or I'm just going to keep right after you. Till you do sweep that floor over there. See, because I want my peace, and I only have peace until you sweep that floor over there. Do you want to receive my anger, or do you want to receive my peace? This is flat out, just like that. Do you want to receive God's anger or God's peace? How many hearing this? Oh, yeah. Woo. That's like, I went on a trip, see? And I thought, well, I know the way. I remember from the last time I went, and I didn't take this map with me. The Lord spoke to me and said, take the map. Well, at the time, I wasn't even born again, but a voice spoke to me. Get the map. It was almost like, what? And then I argued. I thought it was myself. I don't need no map. I know the way. Ever take that AAA map? It's got all the detours and everything on. You just follow the detour, go around it. Nothing to it. I don't want to get back out of the car again. I want to get out of here. That's like Christians wanting to get out of church, isn't it? And they do, don't they? Let me out of here. And their tennis shoes are smoking, making it on down the road. Let me out of the ghetto. Let me out of this food ministry. I'm sick of hearing about it. And so they don't follow the roadmap. Feed the poor. Take care of the widows. They don't want to get into any of that. No, I'm on my way to heaven another way. Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Isn't there a song like that? How many hearing this today? And so I didn't take the map. And you know what? I lost my peace. Well, this road used to be here. What happened? And they cut a thing over the top of the mountains out there in California and these little deserts. And here I ended up going off on the wrong because I knew the way. And here I am out there and all these gas stations are closed. Great big tumbleweeds in front of them, you know, like, and coyotes, bolas could be out there, huh? See, because I did not want to go ahead and take the time to read that roadmap. I didn't want to listen to any kind of counsel. Did I have peace? No, I didn't have peace. Man, I was like a bear. I felt like running out and rolling in the sand. Did my family have peace? No. They wanted to go tutty. They wanted to have something to eat. They wanted to get out of the heat. And so I lost more peace. I lost peace I didn't even have. I'm probably still suffering from that trip 14 years ago. So it's so easy to go ahead and receive your peace by receiving the word the Lord gives you. And this is the Lord's only object, and he fully accomplished it. That which he had said was intended to bring them what? Peace. But see, he knew they were darkened in their understanding. Don't you know when you tell your children sometimes they're darkened in their understanding, they aren't going to understand everything. I just get so upset with mothers that want to go into a whole great big thing with their kids. No, now, Junior, you see, the reason you cannot take candy off of the counter and stick it in your mouth is because we haven't bought it yet. Now, there is a profit and loss statement in this gentleman's room, in our profit and loss. Let me explain that to you, Junior. Profit and loss means that he has to make a profit. Now, if you take that and it doesn't go through the proper channels and go down in through the bookkeeping and so on like that, he's going to show a loss. He's not going to know what happens. And he'll be so frustrated. And you don't want that, do you, Billy? And the kid's eating the candy while you're talking. We don't fully understand either. We just say, oh, okay, put the candy down. Put it down. Put it down. And again, there's a mother that's real smart. Billy, put the candy back. And the kid gives her one of these. Yeah, that's right. Back. The candy's back in there, isn't it? I mean, God does it the same way. He gives you a word, very simple word. Don't do it or do it. But anyway, he knew they were darkened in their understanding, so he spoke to them as if they were children. And we should say, thank you, Jesus, for being so to the point. May we endeavor to copy Jesus Christ and be simple and be to the point. And don't miss the main issue. So many times we miss the main issue by trying to get into spirituality and explaining every little thing so we don't confound some people or confuse them or cause them harm or hurt or whatever. But anyway, Jesus finished his ministry as he began it. He is our peace. Outside of him, there is no peace. How many have found that out? He says, in me you shall find. Now, when you get outside of Jesus, what happens? You lose your peace. Now, first thing you get up in the morning, get into Jesus. Crack open your Bible or pray or whatever. However you get into Jesus, say, Jesus, this is your day. Will you help me in this day? Will you direct me in this day? Will you forgive me of the mistakes I'm going to make? Oh, that's negative. You're telling people to make mistakes before they will make them. How many know your kids are going to go out and they're going to make mistakes? God, forgive me for those mistakes I'll probably make during the day. I don't know, but God, help me. Help me not to make them. If I do make them, well, help me, you Lord. Help me out of them. And so he spoke to them very simply. Didn't Jesus come to bring peace? And you know, when he left, he says, it's imperative that I must go so that I can send you peace. This peace I live with you. And not only that, I'm going to send you the Comforter will come. He will speak to you. He will remind you of the words that I have spoken. He will elevate me in you. And so let's enter into these things. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Now we'll look at about three things, I think. Number one, the believer in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus is our peace. Number two, the believer in the world, and in the world he has tribulation. And number three, the believer in the world, and in Christ, and in that condition he has victory. The Bible says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, which I may now speak unto you. And so number one, the believer in Christ. Jesus says that in me ye might have peace. I started to think about that, of all the people that lost their peace. And I thought, my God, what is wrong? People are losing their peace all over. What is the deal with this thing? And this is probably about 2 years ago, I had searched that before. That's a course. But only when I came into terrible tribulations myself, I mean just ungodly things that were happening, and real tribulation, and real suffering, and real sorrow, did I really understand the peace of God that passes all understanding, and having done all, stand. Then I started to understand what Jesus was really saying. How many know when you go through trial and tribulation and so on and you seek the Word of God, you get a revelation from it only when you're in a whole lot of trouble sometimes? Now, I'm not saying that's the only way you can receive it. But anyway, in Jesus there is, that I found out, an abiding peace, an ever-present peace. He had peace, Jesus did. And in Him we have peace. Here's Jesus. He was hated, but He had perfect peace. Here is Jesus. He was rejected of all men, yet He had peace. Now here's God on the cross. Here's God in the garden. Here's God going towards the hill. Here's God knowing everything that was going to happen. He was lied about, and He had perfect peace. Every disciple had forsaken Him. And what did He have? Peace. How many want that peace? Oh, God. I remember when I first got saved, I was a hyper, nervous, energetic, working alcoholic. Okay? And I was just on top of things all the time, driving myself, making money, spending money, making money, spending money. Did I have any peace? You know what I prayed for when I first got saved? Oh, God, give me peace. He said, ye shall leave me alone. He's speaking now to the disciples. Ye shall leave me alone, and yet not alone, because the Father is with me. Are you feeling like you're left alone? No, you're not alone. You may think that you've left a person alone, but yet they're not alone. Why? He was abiding in God. He was giving glory to God. He didn't seek the Father only in hard times. Now, see, if you only seek the Father in hard times, you don't know how to seek Him. Practice seeking the Father. Practice seeking friendship. Practice being forgiving. Well, how do you practice it? Well, when somebody does a little teeny slight to you. Practice being forgiving. So when one great big heavy one comes along, oh my God, I don't know if I'll ever be able to forgive the person in this one. This is a biggie. I mean, this kid stole my bike, and he bent the rim and bent the light on my Schwinn. Do you have a Schwinn bike? What do you have? What kind of bike do you have? You don't have a bike. He stole your bike, see? Yeah. Prophetic utterance. Huh? Did you have a bike? What happened to it? What? Somebody took it? You gave his bike away. Okay. Well, it's a mother's love. She didn't want you out there in that traffic. How many are hearing this message today? He had peace. A relaxing peace. What do you mean? A relaxing. Can you have peace when you're relaxing? Do you ever sit, now we're going to relax. You ever see somebody that says, I just want a peaceful day at home. I'm just going to relax. Hey, you've got to learn how to have peace when you relax. Huh? Boy, it sure is nice here relaxing. really enjoying this Labor Day weekend, relaxing. Just sitting, doing nothing. It's so much fun. Oh, I've waited all year for this. And people retire. Boy, I've waited 65 years for this. I mean, from the day that you were born, you're waiting for it? Did you say that when they spanked you? I want to retire! Huh? Huh? You gotta have people can't even relax. They don't know how to. I guess maybe sometimes I am too simple for people. See, I can have peace while I'm down, even on Labor Day weekend, cleaning toilet bowls. And I get all done and I look at them and I just get a peaceful feeling that all is well. My, they look nice, all in a row, shining, covers up. Or in the kitchen. See, I don't have to be where everybody's rushing off on opening day of fishing, get out there and their boats are crowded together. Huh? They're going out there to find peace. Then they stand in line to get a little batch of worms. Then they stand in line to get a certain kind of a trout hook or something like that. And they're in line and they're in line and they're in line and they don't catch anything. Did they get peace? No, they come home. And next year they do the same thing. There's people, boy, oh boy. I'm gonna find my peace. And they can't relax. You gotta learn. See, peace has gotta be ever present. And Jesus has got ever present peace for you. If you don't let someone or something destroy it, it isn't worth it. My God, take it from me. It isn't worth it. Now I know I get bent on this thing because I have to get it across to you, but how many know that I'm talking about here? Don't get so emotional. Well, I won't have peace if I don't get emotional. I get emotional when I'm talking about you. There's people, can you have peace when you're eating? You ever go in a cafe and there's people in there? Oh, let's go out to eat. We won't have to monkey with the oven and chop up the salad and get everything ready. Oh, and we'll just have a nice, peaceful meal. And the waitress comes up, yeah. What do you want? She wipes her hands all over an old greasy old apron. Yeah. Huh? Does that give you peace? No, you gotta have peace right where you're at. And you hear the cook back there, hawk, hawk, huh? Now I know I'm overdoing it, but I'm trying to show you that going out and getting away from everything doesn't bring you peace. Peace is right where you're at. Peace is right here. God, if I didn't know that, I wouldn't be down here. Say amen, somebody. What are you looking for? You're looking peace. Well, people, oh, they're all around me. They're giving me problems, this pastor told me. And I can't stand it. I don't have no peace. I said, hey, you'll take all them donkeys up there in your fishing boat. You'll sink because you're taking them with you in your mind. Can you imagine sitting in a boat with about 200 donkeys in there? People that don't want to go, and you can pull on them and pull. Come on, come on. You can put a carrot in front of their face. You can do anything. And it'll just laugh at you. Hee-haw! No, seek Jesus when you're eating. Seek Jesus when you're... ever seen somebody that doesn't have peace and they're trying to talk to you? They're looking everywhere but at you. Yeah, well, that's really great. Yeah. Yeah, I just found the peace of God that passes all understanding. I feel like stopping and saying, well, it looks like you're looking for it right now. See, peace is ever present. Peace is there. Like we said Friday night, let the Lord fight your battles or you'll lose your peace.
That was part one, episode 206, Peace. Be sure to listen to part two on Sunday. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Gatamo. El Gatamo. El Gatamo. El Gatamo. Oh, when the law.